David said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that one thing will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord." What David simply was saying is that he longed to be in the presence of God. There comes a point in our life to where it's not about money. It's not about what we can attain in this world. But there comes a point in our lives to where we need to tell God, "God, all I want is you. Lord, I don't want what's in your hand. Lord, I want what's in your heart." And this is my prayer today, and this should be your prayer today. You ought to look up toward heaven and say, "Lord,
all I want is you.
All I want is you, Lord.
All I want is you.
All I want is you.
All I want is you, Lord, in my life.
Lord, all I want is you.
All I want is you.
I can't do nothing else, Lord.
All I want.
If you're not in my life,
all I want is you, Lord, in my life.
Oh Lord, we worship you.
Lord, we worship you.
From the bottom of my heart, Lord,
we worship you.
Oh, 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 oh.
Lord, we worship you.
We worship you. Fall down on my knees, and Lord, I lift my eyes and I worship you.
Worship you.
I worship you, Lord.
Lord, we worship you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lord, we worship you.
I worship you,
right,
Jesus.
Right from the heart.
Now, Lord, I lift my hands and I give you,
Lord,
praise.
Give you praise.
You pray.
Lord, we give you praise.
I need you, Jesus.
Lord,
yeah.
We lift our hands.
So I lift my hands.
To give you praise.
I give you praise, oh Lord.
We give you praise. Lord, we give you
praise.
Situation
Lord, is
we give you praise.
Lord, I will give you praise.
Lord, we lift
I will lift my hands to give you praise.
Give you praise.
Because when praises go up,
Lord, we give
oh,
you
blessing, blessing,
praise.
We're going to die.
I don't know whether you in your home, I don't know whether you in your car, on your job, but one thing I do know, that wherever a praise is,
oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about no half-hearted praise, but I'm talking about a true praise. That's where you will find God. The Bible declares that God inhabits the praises of his people. If I could just get you to just lift your hands, whether you on your bed of affliction, I don't know what you're going through, but I know that if you begin to worship God, in the midst of your circumstance and say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. See, Job thought that God was destroying him, but God was making him. In the midst of your circumstance, just begin to praise him. And I promise you that God will come in like a flood and lift up a standard against the enemy.
When people talk about you, it don't matter. Can I get a witness of that?